This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ingram Micro making the move from Amherst to downtown Buffalo. How does this move affect Amherst's economy?
Oh, well, you never want a company to relocate outside of your town, but I'm not completely surprised. Ingram had gone through a couple of changes lately that saw a little bit of their workforce change in terms of size and density. So I'm not shocked that they opted for a new location. At the same time, I will say that the Orion Development Group have had a couple of good conversations with us, and they're a group that develops in the government services and aerospace and healthcare industries. So we think that the building is pretty well positioned, near SUNY Erie's North Campus and near Northrop Grumman and near all of what we have going on in terms of our inside of our medical spine. So, you know, it's a shift, but I don't anticipate the building will languish all that long.
Where exactly is that building, and who do you anticipate could fill that spot?
At Worley and Young's, and I'm not 100% certain yet. Like I said, the building's on our medical spine. There has been a number of entities looking for space in that medical corridor that is sort of the 90 and 290. And it also is inside of an aerospace technical sort of triangle near the airport. So, you know, it's grade A office space. It's going to be, you know, pretty popular.
That area in particular, how much in demand is that?
I mean, if you look across the street at, you know, Northrop Grumman's been in their space for a while, the stuff Longhorn Spell, there's certainly, you know, some change in and out, but, you know, ultimately we think that that'll be a pretty good landing spot for some of these companies that we've seen huge investments in UB Neuro down the street, UBMD's neurology center. And we've seen, you know, continued growth in Winsong Radiology's properties and continued investment along College Park with some of those healthcare facilities. So we think it's going to bode well for some of those industries to have some space available.
And Ingram Micro, how much did it bring financially to the town as far as tax revenue and the like?
You know, I don't know that offhand. I mean, it's obviously a big facility. The building's still there and property tax will continue. We'll see some challenge once the building's empty. Hopefully it won't stay empty too long. But they did have a pilot and a tax abatement through the IDA. So, you know, wasn't at a full taxation. I think that the last pilot or last IDA action was sales tax revenue. So we'll be hopefully, and we'll be seeing that recouped with them moving now.